about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay. I'm taking a deep breath. I'm getting back into shape from that weekend excursion to the Holy Land. That's right. I went to Israel over the weekend. Right. Why not? Members of Congress, 10% of the House, are headed for Israel this summer. Why can't I? Well, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to leave the blessed shores of this Israel here for that one there, and certainly not to pay homage to the regime that is running things there. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back. And I want to, first off, thank Steve Mason and Fred Marshall for filling in for me last Friday night. And I understand they did a very yeoman job. And that's wonderful. I'm glad they did. It's always good to have somebody live here doing a program rather than just a rebroadcast. So I'm glad it worked out. We will have to avail of them more often then. That's great. And as long as they're around, well, we'll give them the microphone. Of course, the Invasion USA is an issue that won't go away. As you probably saw, many of you who read the Sunday rags across America, the Sunday rag sheets, mine was no different, the Provida Urinal here in Providence, where there was the spoon-fed syndicated column by the McLarty newspaper chain concerning the backlash of Americans against the illegals and how it is turning ugly. And, of course, that means that Americans are beginning to detest the invasion of their country, the dismantling of their borders, the wholesale and complete surrender of America to the new world mongrelized order, if you will. Well, isn't that terrible? So the media moguls are taking notice, and they're not very pleased. So they quote such authoritative experts as Modi's of the Southern Poverty Law Center as their source of expertise. So, anyway, take my hat off to all you out there, you Americans, who are making it uncomfortable for those who come here illegally, break the law, and then break more laws, like murder and kidnapping and drug laws and so forth, and kill people like college students, you know, all that good sort of thing, right? So anyway, the media are not happy about that, the major media. But you are, and I am, I'm sure, and that is good news for a change, that the backlash has begun. So I think we can all be very pleased and happy with that fact. And tonight we have a perfect opportunity to talk about all of these things, including the latest junket to Israel by the congressmen and the congresswomen, and much more. Alaska for grabs. Soviet Union wants Alaska. Oh boy, we'll be talking about that. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back, and those of you already amassed on the phone lines, bear with me just a few more minutes and we'll give you ample time. I simply would like to have a little bit more time to establish a few more things here. The socialistworkers.com, you can go to their website, www.socialistworkers.com. They have some interesting articles and protests going on, and this is just a little smattering here. Coming up August 27th, a protest for George Bush's visit to Bellevue, Washington, and of course they're not protesting the Bush administration for the real reasons, including Bush's sitting down today in Canada with the leaders of Canada and Mexico to continue the process of destruction of the United States. But they are protesting the paper tiger Bush that has been created for them to protest by the globalists. Then, of course, that has to do with impeachment on the wrong grounds. But anyway, then they talk about a report back from Smash ICE Action. You know, ICE is the immigration and control over enforcement, the business of the so-called Homeland Security Department, and they're talking about customs, immigration, customs enforcement, roundups of illegals as being a very nasty thing, and so they have their report from it. Then there's a story coming up, Confront the Minutemen. According to these scoundrels, they're not racist. That is, the Minutemen. They're only interested in enforcing the law. Well, they say, we're just supposed to forget that Jim Crow was once the law, and that U.S. immigration law has always been racist. Oh, my! Oh, my! And then they say mobilization against ICE again in Tacoma, and there are many other articles of interest to you. Latinos fighting and resisting the war. Report back from Olympia, anti-police rally, and march, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, this is from Ground Zero, from the Communist parties, the Socialist Workers parties, and all of the other fringe groups that have been financed by the various Kenite organizations and your tax dollars as well. I thought I might mention that to you as well. But before we continue, let me once again refer to the Forward publication, the Forward for August 17th, this past week. Front page, members of Congress head to Israel for summer sun and summitry. Paid for by Israel First groups. So they tell us in the article that this year at least some 10% of the members of the House decided rather than come home and spend more time with their constituents, rather than to meet with you over these criminal activities that are going on, including violation of the sovereignty of the United States and the Bush One Worldist Globalist agenda, they would spend some time back home in Zionist Israel, taking their marching orders. So this year's time, tours come at a crucial moment, according to the Forward, as Congress is considering a massive and controversial arms deal proposed by the White House and aimed at both Israel and Saudi Arabia. In addition, American policy members, makers, are readying for an international summit in November that will deal with the situation in the Mideast. The congressional trip, sponsored by pro-Israel groups, have become one of the main attractions offered during the summer recess. They have us on our feet at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we run around until late at night, said one of the staff members accompanying the members of Congress. Now, who's he referring to? They snap their fingers. They keep us busy. Of course, he's really referring to the Israel Firsters and the Israel tour guides, you see. For the first time, Congressman Paul Hodes, the visit was also a chance to get a close look at the Jewish state. Hodes, the first Jewish congressman to represent New Hampshire, had never visited poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless Israel. This is my first trip outside the United States as a congressman, and I'm happy it is to Israel, Hodes said while walking to a quick lunch, after which he headed out for a bus tour. Quote, as someone who follows the issue for many, many years, I was especially interested in coming here. I'll bet. I'll bet. Now, we've got our good buddy here, Steny Hoyer, Congressman Hoyer, who remarked that it is wonderful. After all, you know, he's the House Majority Leader. Said it is absolutely wonderful that now we have hope in this historic moment that we have come to this wonderful part of the world where finally we can see real progress being made by the government of Mr. Abbas and Mr. Fayyad. Oh, yes. The two hand-picked puppets of the Israeli government and its puppet government in Washington. Well, of course, that's the strategy. Destroy Hamas, which won the elections, which Israel itself originally founded, and let us continue the game of hand-picked puppetry for the Palestinians. One massive treasonous joke, ladies and gentlemen. There's your Congress at work. Now you know why the American public holds Congress in the contempt that it does. But, as you know, there is some heartening news, and that is that in England, as you know, academics are continuing, despite massive Jewish opposition, to mount their boycott of the state of Israel in their academic institutions, much to the consternation of the powerful globalist Zionist elite that run the United States government. You know that full-page ad they had, was it last Wednesday in the New York Times, protesting the academic boycott? He said, quote, boycott Israeli universities? Boycott ours, too? Read the ad organized by the American Jewish Committee in response to a proposed boycott of Israeli academic institutions. And you know, that's all it is. It's a proposal. It hasn't gone through yet, but you have to give the Brits credit. Some of them, anyway. And I know these are, many of them are the Laborites, and many of them are the extreme left, but you know what? Even a clock that's broken is right twice a day. All right. Now, Vladimir Putin, he wants to get Alaska back. You heard me right. He's making an astonishing bid to grab a vast chunk of the Arctic so he can tap its vast potential oil, gas, and mineral wealth, as if Russia doesn't have enough. His scientists claim an underwater ridge near the North Pole is really part of Russia's continental shelf. One newspaper printed a map of the new addition, a triangle five times the size of Great Britain, with twice as much oil as Saudi Arabia. Will the UN award control of the Arctic to Moscow? Well, here we go now with the law of the sea, international law. Under the current situation of international law, the countries ringing the Arctic, Russia, Canada, the U.S., Norway, and Denmark, which owns Greenland, as you know, are limited to a 200-mile economic zone around their coasts. But a UN convention says none can claim jurisdiction over the Arctic seabed because the geological structure does not match the surrounding continental shelves. However, Russian scientists have returned from a six-week mission on a nuclear icebreaker to claim that the 1,220-mile-long underwater ridge is geologically linked to the Siberian continental platform and similar in structure. How do you like that, huh? The region is currently administered by the International Seabed Authority, but this is now being challenged by Moscow. Oh, boy. Billions of dollars in energy and mineral resources are at stake, and maybe even more than that. Meanwhile, your Congress boys and girls are having fun in Israel. Isn't that lovely, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, my. Oh, my. Give them an award. Shall we give them some, maybe we can give them some matzo burgers or something or whatever? Oh, yes. Why not? Give them a big round of applause. Traitors, every single one of these little demigods. All right. We will take your calls when we return from the break. 800-313-9443. Much to talk about. Open lines, 800-313-9443 is the number. And we will do that in just about 3 minutes from now. Open the lines and continue to raise some issues that need to be talked about. But there's a few on the plate right there that I have just given you to consider as we continue broadcasting, thankfully, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams with Paul Revere of Talk Radio is back. Stay tuned for more.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
And I'm ready to go right back to the phones to speak to people that I haven't spoken to for a while. Hello, Jim in Texas. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I was kind of taken aback when you opened your program by stating that you went to the Holy Land. Okay, being you're from New England, I figured, well, I have
this is
three
the
choices.
Holy Land.
I have three choices. Either he went to Hyannisport to the Kennedy compound.
Yeah.
Or he went to Massapequa to the Clinton domicile. And my third choice I couldn't even state because I don't know where your Representative Kennedy lives in Rhode Island, so I can't even...
Well, he doesn't know where he lives.
I know that.
He has so many addresses, he can't even stumble his way home when he's drunk.
He must have a residence somewhere in Rhode Island.
Well, yes, but I think it's really in the catacombs of the underground gay megaplex areas.
He must yeah. At least visit Rhode Island on occasion.
Yes, when he's arranging for some, shall we say, some nocturnal affairs, yes.
By the way, this fellow can't even string a coherent sentence together.
Neither can his father, yes. Like father, like son. Yes.
But anyhow, who does that speak ill of, the people of New England or
Representative
Kennedy?
Well, it tells you something,
definitely.
It does reveal quite a profile, Jim.
Yeah, okay. You were talking about the, what do you call it, slipped my mind now. But anyhow,
about the trip to Israel, is that what
right,
you
wanted? Right, the 80 members of the House of Representatives going to Israel, and how what a wonderful thing it is. It's not a wonderful thing at all. That's where they
belong.
Is
it up to 80
there.
Members now?
That's what I read. It was 80 members. There
wow.
was two.
Well, it's,
there
it's
was
grown.
Three groups. I think there was three groups of 20 who were staggered.
Yeah.
So they didn't bump into each other too much on the way over there on their guided tours.
Well,
there
you
was,
know that it's such a tiny, tiny little old landmass.
Right, and they're in danger of being pushed into the sea by the
gracious.
Evil Arabs at any moment.
Yes.
Those rock-throwing kindergartners, Arabs, are going to throw rocks at them and drive them all into the sea when they have 400 nuclear weapons and the second or third rated Air Force and Army in the world as far as
Yes, they're in very severe danger of being attacked and wiped off the map by Mr. Ahmadinejad. Yes.
It could happen any minute, Rick, any minute.
One can only hope.
Okay, Rick, I'll let you go. I
Thank
just wanted
you.
To say that I thought maybe you went to Hyannisport on a week because you are very close there.
Oh, yes, yes. I believe it or not, I've never been down to Hyannisport, and it's so close.
Then you've never been to the Holy Land, according to the New England folk.
I don't want to go because the Kennedys have left such a stench there that it's impossible to breathe the air.
Well, I feel the same way about Washington, D.C. Never been there, been close, but never will go there.
Not even to visit the Holocaust Museum?
I'll be there if they need someone to make 13 loops in a rope that they're going to string up on lampposts for the people. But other than that, I have no intention of going there. I can make myself useful that way.
It's good to
have
you
back. I mean, it takes a long
back.
Time to make 535 nooses.
By the way, where were you for the last few weeks? Were you back home in Missouri?
Oh, no, I was there for a while, but I'm back. But I had visitors, and I've been busy, and I'm very confident you can carry on without me, but I thought I'd give you a call tonight and let you know.
Well, we did have people express that they had missed you and your voice.
Well, that doesn't speak very well for the people in New England either if they missed me. So.
Well, not them, but people all over, people in the radio audience, including me, the host. We were wondering where you were.
Well, I'm still viable, and I'll be calling you a little more. I don't want to hog your time because I'm just an old ne'er-do-well from Texas, originally from Missouri, as you know. But, what are you going to do? I got to call my shots when I can call them.
Hey, there you go. And you always make a very interesting contribution to the show. So thank you for coming back, and thank you for christening the show again tonight, Jim.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Bye-bye, Rick.
All right, now. And give Ted Kennedy my love when you see him. All right. We're going to hold the next call until we come back because we're so close to the break, and we'll begin right from the beginning, as they say. By the way, those of you who, again, want to order the book, Wrongly Blamed, who really carried out the 9/11 attacks, who had advanced knowledge, who was involved in the London bombings and beyond terrorism in the United States, Mexico, and all across the globe, chasing Al-Qaeda, who was responsible and why. Dr. Kasim Khalil's book, Dr. K's book, Wrongly Blamed, can be yours. Send your $13, $10 for the book, half price, and $3 for media mail shipping to Knowledge House Publishers. That's Knowledge House Publishers, 105 East Town Line Road. Town Line is one word. Town Line Road, Unit 116, and that's in Vernon Hills, V-E-R-N-O-N, Vernon Hills, Illinois. And the zip code is 60061. 60061 for the book, Wrongly Blamed. Mention the book, mention Rick Adams' program, and then they'll process your order by mail. How's that? You don't have to worry about any special arrangements to send a check or money order. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with Henry next, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And we are back. We are back now. And we're going to go right back to the phones at 1-800-313-9443. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello, Ricky. Yeah, all right, here's the story. You're talking about senators, you're talking about immigration. You remember that letter that I read you a while back with Mr. Shays, Congressman Shays? Okay.
From Connecticut, yes.
Okay. Normally, you say these people use templates. I know the thing with the computer because I know about computers. But do many of them write a two-page letter? Personally?
No. Usually, it's all contained in two paragraphs.
Right. Okay. Well, then this guy, Christopher Dodd, I called him about the immigration bill.
Yes.
And he sent me a letter. I'd like, you know, people out there listening, because I'm a very fast reader, I'd like to read this on the air because it's not the same as what Shay said, which I'm surprised.
Yes.
It's quite
well,
different.
Well, we've gotten this Sheldon Whitehouse. We call him Sheldon Outhouse.
Yeah.
He's the new freshman senator from Rhode Island. And, of course, he's the former attorney general who managed to get a little girl killed who was a witness to a crime, and also a former U.S. attorney, to name just a few of his distinguished positions. So he, of course, sent a letter back to us telling us how innocuous the hate crimes, hate speech bill is before Congress now, and how it is absolutely no threat to free speech rights. So I just wanted people to know that as well. But if you wish to read that, by all means, let's see if we can get it an airing here on the program.
No, I really think the people out there listening on the web, I think they'd really be interested.
Yes.
Because this is very, very unusual. By the way, I didn't write
go
him.
Go for
I,
it.
I called him. I didn't write him. Okay. I'll go very quickly, so it'll take only 2 minutes. Okay. Dear Mr. So-and-so. Okay. This is from Senator Christopher J. Dodd of Connecticut, United States Senate, August 9th. Thank you for contacting me regarding immigration reform. I appreciate the opportunity to share my views with you about this important subject. Mm-hmm. As you know, our nation's immigration policy is currently the subject of much debate. Our country is facing an immigration crisis that not only undermines the rule of law, but also threatens our national security and has significant implications for our economy and for how we define ourselves as a nation and society. One of the most controversial and challenging aspects of this crisis is how to deal with the presence of an estimated 12 million undocumented aliens in America. Actually, it's more like 20 something or more. With nearly 500,000 crossing the border annually from Mexico. To address this, I believe we need a comprehensive approach that is tough on securing our borders by increasing the number of border patrol agents, fair to taxpayers in requiring immigrants here illegally to pay back taxes and penalizing employers who hire them, and practical in terms of solving the problem and restoring the rule of law by creating an earned pathway to citizenship that starts from the back of the line and is not amnesty. Immigration reform must protect American workers and their jobs. It is imperative that American workers be given the first opportunity at any job opening and that employers are not able to displace Americans with lower-cost foreign workers. It is also critical that we make sure that our borders are secure and that we are screening all those who enter and leaving our country.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, comprehensive immigration reform also needs to acknowledge the realities associated with the millions of undocumented workers who are currently in the United States living in the shadows. These workers have broken our laws and need to face penalties, but, this is where it gets politically correct, we must also remember that most of them are not hardened criminals and are simply here to earn a better living for their families. Moreover, more of them play an indispensable role in our economy. Studies suggest that undocumented workers enhance our country's economic productivity on the whole. That's BS. Aside from working jobs that few Native American-born Americans are taking on, two-thirds of undocumented immigrants have income tax withheld from their paychecks. Undocumented aliens are estimated to contribute $7 billion annually to Social Security through their payroll taxes that goes unclaimed. This does not mean that their illegal presence should be silently tolerated or that they do not displace jobs in some areas, but the overall net economic benefit of their presence needs to be understood and factored into tackling the problem in a dispassionate and objective manner. Similarly, we must also recognize that it is not feasible to deport 12 million illegal aliens either. Well, actually, it is. I'm going to continue. That is why I believe that the provisions of S-1348, the immigration bill introduced to the Senate in May, and S 1639, the revised immigration bill introduced in June provided an earned pathway to citizenship that was both important and practical. I do not believe that these bills provide amnesty, as neither providing free passages to citizenship to those who have broken our laws by being in the country illegally. Instead, they require undocumented aliens to pay heavy penalties, enroll in the selective service, pay back taxes, and undergo a background check prior to adjusting to a probational status. Once on probationary status, they must continue to prove that they are maintaining gainful employment, comma, are learning English, and undergoing civics training, and continue to pay taxes, while they must remain at the back of the line and wait until the current green card backlog has been cleared. Only then would they be able to apply for a limited number of green cards through the newly created point system and permanently adjust their status. I understand that there is a serious and legitimate disagreement with respect to how best to deal with this complex immigration problem. However, the degree to which any immigration reform is able to bring these workers out into the open so that they are subject to our country's laws and requirements will be a critical measure of its success. A purely enforcement-based approach will not work. I believe it will, though. That's me. I'll continue. Our Border Patrol chiefs...
Are you sure this is a two-page letter, or is this a 50-page letter?
No. I'm almost finished.
All right,
I'm almost finished, but that's why I want people to hear it, though. I want people to know, because this is very strange.
All right, quickly.
I'll continue. Our Border Patrol chiefs have conveyed this message to me time and time again. They have told me that the real border security requires Congress to deal with the job magnet that draws people from beyond our borders and to establish a procedure for them to legally do so. I'm almost finished. I further believe that immigration reform must address the issue of family reunification. That is why I introduced an amendment that enables parents of U.S. citizens to more easily unite with their families here in the United States by increasing the number of green cards allocated to them and extending the duration of stay under the newly created Parent Visitor Visa Program. Families are the cornerstone of this country, and we must ensure that this bill's shortcomings in impeding the family reunification process are remedied. I am deeply disappointed that on June 28th, the Senate voted against the motion to evoke cloture on S-1639, the Secure Borders, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Reform Act of 2007, and the bill was pulled from the Senate floor. The American people expected this Congress to find a workable and comprehensive solution to resolve the immigration crisis. This bill was far from perfect, especially in terms of the guest worker program and family reunification, but it offered us an opportunity to move beyond the status quo and fix some of these problems, including by investing billions
of
dollars.
All right, Henry, this can go on for hours. All right. I don't have all night here.
All right, okay.
But just the whole point is, do you have a match?
Do you have a match, though?
Can you do me a favor?
Do I have a match?
Can you light it on fire and burn it now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, you know, what I find is kind of funny is that he doesn't sound like he's pro... You know, I didn't finish the rest of it, but he doesn't sound like he's pro for opening, you know, like...
What he's doing is, and you're pretty smart now, he's doing the typical political dance that
all of the demagogic politicians
who are bought and paid for by particularly the Democratic Party in this case, by all of the union organizers, all of the specialist interests on the street, including illegals who have voted him into office. And basically what he's trying to do is walk a cakewalk with the people in his state of Connecticut, like yourself, who have expressed outrage over this amnesty bill. That's all he's doing. He's trying to placate both sides and he's doing a typically poor job of it. In my opinion, it's pretty transparent, Henry, what he's doing. He's trying to invoke a compromise, which is absolutely no compromise at all. If you give them an inch, they've already gotten the whole ball field.
Well, not only that, do you realize the kind of damage that most of the immigrants that were taken of one particular ethnic group that were taking, that our country was predominantly a Western European country, to flood us with tens and 20 and 30 million Hispanics and Mexicans. I mean, you see it everywhere. But at the same time, unlike Hillary and some of the others, he's probably playing a game. But on the other hand, out of all the ones running for the Democratic Party, and I'm not, you know, I'm not into the Democratic Party or Republican Party, he is really, even with Iraq, he's against the war in Iraq, so-called. He does sound like the only ones running.
You've got to understand, this is politics. There isn't an honest one there who is truthful and honest and forthright with the American people, save a very tiny, tiny number, and I'll mention a few of their names in a little while, who have come forth on the SPP agreement. But Sissy Dodd, we call him Sissy Dodd, Christopher Dodd, is a shadow of his late father, Senator Dodd, who was, in my opinion, one of the good senators of the 20th century. Sissy Dodd is an absolute total disgrace. He's arrogant, he's pushy, he's cocky, he's a political a demagogue, and he knows the ropes, he knows the rhetorical Vaseline. He supported this amnesty bill right from the beginning.
Yeah, now what was his father's name?
Dodd. Oh, his first name was, what was his first name? You would catch me off guard now. What was it? It was Thomas Dodd.
All right, Thomas Dodd.
Thomas Dodd.
He's the son. Christopher is the son.
Right.
Okay, now Thomas Dodd, was he in Rhode Island or still Connecticut?
No, from Connecticut.
Okay, they're both from Connecticut.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right.
He was,
well, the thing I thought was very weird,
he was a good
though,
man compared to his son, yeah.
Yeah, the thing I thought was very strange, though, is I know Microsoft Word and I know the templates. You could have a letter and all you have to do is type in,
right,
if it's on computer, you type in the address and name and you just sign it and it could be personalized.
The templates.
But I don't know why he would go through the trouble. See, it sounds like it could have been something personal because or to some certain people because it's like a three-page letter.
I know.
Well, it's kind of long, though.
It doesn't matter how long it is. What he's doing is he's now changing the position to a rationalization because you, among thousands of other people in the state of Connecticut, have expressed outrage on this immigration invasion issue. And now his staff, and not even him, because he couldn't take the time to write that, but his staff has come up with an apologetic, so-called middle-of-the-road, compromise-sounding letter that will sort of, in his view, with most people who aren't too deep, will probably assuage them and make them feel like, hey, maybe we can work with the Congress. Maybe we can compromise with our Constitution. Maybe we can open our borders a little and make them work for it and compromise. No. The laws have already been passed. The immigration laws, many of them are bad enough, but the laws that already are there, passed in 96, are not being enforced. And that's the problem. And if they were enforced, they wouldn't even be talking about a new, quote, immigration overhaul. So first of all, they have to go back to the original and enforce those laws, and then they can talk about changing them, right?
I think it should go back to pre-1965.
Well, there you go. If you want to go right back, I think we should go back maybe to pre-1930s.
Tell me, educate me, because you know more about this than I do. What was the difference between the pre-1965 Immigration Act, that's pre-1965 October 3rd, when it was still mostly European immigrants, compared to the one they had in 1930s? I'm trying
don't forget now, the 20s and 30s was a massive, post-immigration, a factor that has not been talked about in a long time. But in the teens, in the 19-teens, you had this massive immigration to the United States from various countries, but particularly from Europe, from Italy and other countries as
Germany,
well. No longer just England and places such as that. But you had this migration to the United States. And after that, you did see a change in the immigration laws. All of the nuances I don't have before me. But what you saw was a tightening up. And there was absolutely no allowance for a mass migration into this country from Asia, from South America, from any of these places where now, of course, as you know, that has been a floodgate open to the United States now.
Yeah, and they got the nerve. I heard you mention something earlier talking about the read from somebody talking about our immigration policy being racist. Well, you know, I want to ask you that.
That's the Communist Socialist Workers Party.
Yeah, right. Oh, that really was. It was the Communist Socialist Workers
Party. Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, what about Japan? You know, because they have much better sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can migrate to Japan.
Right.
I mean, I could, but I mean, in massive numbers.
No, Japanese wouldn't tolerate it. They won't allow it.
Right.
They will not allow
here,
no country will allow what the United States is allowing to happen.
Except England, of course.
Well, and even England won't go as far as we have gone. They can't.
I don't know about that. I heard London looks like
Jamaica.
We're
beyond the pale as far as this. Don't forget the geographic situation.
Well, we're a bigger country, though. England's
right.
smaller.
Right, and that's still Europe. This is the United States surrounded by, South America and Latin America.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course,
Puerto
Mexico
Rico,
is part of North America.
Yeah.
So we've got a totally different geographical
situation
here.
That's true. Well, what is this crap, too? What he's saying, Dodd says here, after he mentions American jobs and our economy, he says, this part here, quote, he says, preserve our principles as a tolerant and open society.
There you go. That's the hate crimes bill.
And as a law-abiding nation of immigrants.
That's the hate crimes bill, Henry.
Yeah.
We got to be tolerant. Tolerant.
Yeah, right.
All right. I
got to
break.
So
thank you for bringing that up. All right. Appreciate it. We'll talk some more about it and anything else right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting Network. Adams Radio Event.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are right here back again. And we are going to continue with our callers. And I promised you I would mention something concerning the North American Union. And I'll do that in the second hour. So stay with me. Stay tuned. Dr. Corsi is up in Canada right now at the summit, which, of course, I'm sure you know, was big news on all of the major media tonight, right? CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, they all covered it, didn't they? Anyway, I'll tell you about that in a minute or so. Let's take Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Rick. How you doing? Welcome back.
Good. Welcome back home. Hey,
yeah,
another weekend for you, huh?
A long weekend. I'm still here, brother.
Wow.
Have you started digging your bunker yet, brother?
Yeah. Good to have you back. We've been thinking of you. Don't worry about
that. It's been a long weekend. Did a lot of walking, man. But I guess, I don't know, I think maybe we our little group scared them, man, because all we've been seeing is just the basic illegals. But what I wanted to call about tonight, Rick, was that it was on the, there's a piece where, like, the Nuevo Laredo police chief, their new police chief is retired.
Nuevo Laredo, yeah.
Right, they retired. And then the good mayor of San Antonio, Texas, came on and said that, like, if Hurricane Dean hits within, 100 miles south of Brownsville, that he's going to open the doors up and give everybody refuge. And the questions that several callers asked, or rather that they had stated, was that is he going to ask the illegals if they're going to leave when the disaster's passed? Now, that's kind of a stupid question, Rick, but, and the thing is that any of them can come through, whether they're Mexican mafia or tied in with the syndicate and things like that. In other words, they're not going to check the people that they're going to try to help, that if this hurricane comes in within 100 miles of Brownsville, Texas, they're not going to check them for ID, Rick. And when I guess they're thinking that, like, they're just going to go up and ask them, like, if you're from Mexico, are you going to go back? And all they need from them is a yes, we will go back. And you know better than I know better, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But that was on the news today that I heard that, and then about Laredo. And they're not going to be able to keep a police chief down there, Rick. You know it as well as I do. But just thank God that, like, up where we're at here by Eagle Pass, we haven't. I don't know. I think we scared them enough, maybe for a few days. I don't know. But, and then regarding Bush, I heard as soon as he gets through with his meeting with the president of Mexico and the prime minister of Canada, that he's going to make a little trip over to Kansas City, Missouri. Now, don't you find that kind of strange?
Mm.
You and I both know what that's about.
Yeah.
But he's planning a little visit when he gets through with the meeting to Kansas City to talk about all the good people there and what international trade's going to do by way of 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah, Mr. NAFTA. Yeah.
But I just thank God for you, and I'm glad I'm back, and it's did a lot of walking, brother. But
well, bless your heart, bless your soul.
But hey,
you are a soldier for the Lord.
I'm still doing it, brother, and it's just everybody. I think, like, from everything I've been hearing, just man, get people to call you, call your senators, call your representatives, and hound them day and night. Because if we don't, Rick, we're getting ready to lose, man.
Well, right now you see this.
I know we've been losing, but I think we're getting ready.
You see what's happening now, as I said at the beginning of the hour, about the rebellion that's taking place. Americans are beginning to wake up to their destiny, their manifest destiny, and it's coming. The battle is on. The war is on. And the media aren't happy about it.
Yeah, it's time to put on the whole armor of God, brother.
Amen.
But anyway,
thank you, Joe.
God bless
you, Rick. All right, be right back. Hour number two of Uncensored Radio, Free America, with Rick Adams, your radio evangelist.
It's true.